So today evening we are reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness, text number 16. Jnanena tu tadajnanam. Jnanena tu tadajnanam. Esham nashitam atmana. Esham nashitam atmana. Tesham aditya vajnanam. Tesham aditya vajnanam. Prakashayati tatparam. Prakashayati tatparam. Jnanena tu tadajnanam. Esham nashitam atmana. Tesham aditya vajnanam. Prakashayati tatparam. Jnanena tu tadajnanam. Esham nashitam atmanah. Tesham aditya vajnanam. Prakashayati yatparam. Please repeat. Jnanena tu tadajnanam. Esham nashitam atmanah. Tesham aditya vajnanam. Prakashyati tatparam. Jnanena tu tadajnanam. Esham nashitam atmanah. Tesham aditya vajnanam. Prakashyati tatparam. Jnanena tu tadajnanam. Esham nashitam atmanah. Tesham aditya vajnanam. Prakashayati yatatparam. Jnanena tu tadajnanam. Esham nashitam atmanah. Tesham aditya vajnanam. Prakashayati tatparam. Word to word translation, please repeat. Jnanena, by knowledge, tu, but, tat, that, adjnanam, niscience, esham, whose, nashitam, is destroyed, atmanah, of the living entity, tesham, there, adityavat, like the rising sun, jnanam, knowledge, prakashayati, discloses, tatparam, Krishna consciousness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhai Charna Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which niscience is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything. As the sun lights up everything in the daytime. Purport. Those who have forgotten Krishna must certainly be bewildered. But those who are in Krishna consciousness are not bewildered at all. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvam Jnana Plavena, Jnanagni Sarva Karmani, and Nahi Jnanena Sadrisham. Knowledge is always highly esteemed. And what is that knowledge? Perfect knowledge is achieved when one surrenders unto Krishna. As it is said in the 7th chapter, 19th verse, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate. After passing through many, many births, when one perfect in knowledge surrenders unto Krishna, or when one attains Krishna consciousness, then everything is revealed to him. As everything is revealed by the sun in the daytime, the living entity is bewildered in so many ways. For instance, when he unceremoniously thinks himself God, he actually falls into the last snare of nescience. If a living entity is God, then how can he become bewildered by nescience? Does God become bewildered by nescience? If so, then nescience or Saturn is greater than God. Real knowledge can be obtained from a person who is in perfect Krishna consciousness. Therefore, one has to seek out such a bona fide spiritual master and under him learn what Krishna consciousness is. For Krishna consciousness will certainly drive away all nescience, as the sun drives away darkness. Even though a person may be in full knowledge that he is not this body but is transcendental to the body, he still may not be able to discriminate between the soul and the super soul. However, he can know everything well if he cares to take shelter of the perfect bona fide Krishna conscious spiritual master. One can know God and one's relationship with God only when one actually meets a representative of God. A representative of God never claims that he is God, although he is paid all the respect ordinarily paid to God because he has knowledge of God. One has to learn the distinction between God and the living entity. Lord Sri Krishna therefore stated in the 2nd chapter 2:12 that every living being is individual and that the Lord is also individual. They were all individuals in the past, they are individuals at present, and they will continue to be individuals in the future, even after liberation. At night we see everything as one in the darkness, but in day, when the sun is up, we see everything in its real identity. Identity with individuality in spiritual life is real knowledge. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan సహగణా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితంశ్చ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీ నితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరతుషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శివాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. కృష్ణ సూర్య సమ మాయా హై అంధకార్, జహాన్ కృష్ణ తహాన్ నహి మాయా అధికార్. వెన్ ఎవర్ దేర్ ఇస్ కృష్ణ దేర్ కెనాట్ బి మాయా. జస్ట్ లైక్ వెన్ ద సన్ రైజెస్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో డార్క్నెస్, ద డార్క్నెస్ డెసిపేట్స్. So this beautiful verse from Bhagavad Gita is very important to not only just understand, but the spirit what Srila Prabhupada is talking about in this purport, it needs to be imbibed, it needs to be digested and practiced in one's life. Prabhupada mentions the living entity is bewildered in so many ways. How many ways? So many ways. If it want to, you know, categorize different kinds of bewilderments of the living entity, we can categorize them to some degree. One of them is the living entity in bewilderment thinks that he is the enjoyer of everything. You know, he owns or he surveys. That is one kind of bewilderment which is commonly found in every living entity in the world. Everyone thinks that he is the enjoyer. He is supposed to enjoy. This world is meant for his enjoyment. And that's how he lives his life. He plans, he educates himself first, then he plans with that help of education, he plans out. And he executes his plans with whatever resources he has in his possession. And then, you know, as a culmination, he feels that, you know, I will be happy by my all plans, execution of all my plans. So this is one kind of bewilderment where the living entity thinks that he is the enjoyer. And if someone is special enough by understanding the scriptures or by hearing from others, he understands that no, the role which I was taking is not proper and needs to find out the solution to all the problems which I am going through. Although I am trying very hard to become enjoyer, but I see time and again obstacles are coming. If I take one step, there are 10 obstacles standing in front of me. So I have to fight, tackle all the 10 obstacles, and then I am able to take the second step. And when I take the second step, I feel okay, I have won everything. But then there are another 10 kind of problems, you know, coming ahead. So this way the living entity keeps struggling, keeps struggling, keeps struggling. Then what is the meaning? Means it doesn't carry any meaning saying that I am the enjoyer. Because enjoyer means there should not be any obstacle. Then we can say in a real sense of the term that he is an enjoyer. Otherwise, if he is facing always problems and troubles and in order to enjoy he has to fight back, then that's not a real enjoyer's position. So this is one misconception, one bewilderment the living entity has to go through in this material world. He has to struggle to show that he is enjoyer. And such a precarious situation, the living entity is struggling to show that I am enjoyer. A sane person, when he sees such a struggle, he will laugh. Just like, you know, elderly people, they laugh when a small child, you know, is playing with some toy or some cat, you know, is being, you know, he's shown some stick and the cat is fearful of that stick, not understanding exactly what is that, you know, which is coming ahead, going back, you know. The kitten or the small cat, you know, she becomes very fearful of that. She tries to, you know, pounce on it, but then it goes back again. So bewildered, very difficult situation for that cat. So from a distance, a person who is observing what is going on there, he will laugh. That just see, you know, how the little kitten is being, you know, harassed or is in trouble. But same way, you know, Maya, the illusory energy of the Lord, she looks at us and she laughs. Just see what has happened to this person. You know, he thinks that he is the enjoyer and how hard he is struggling. Just see. For every small enjoyment, he has to struggle. You know, people have to work 30, 31 days or sometimes 28, 29 days a month to get the salary. And when they get the salary, they think, oh, now I can enjoy. This is my hard-earned money. Now I will enjoy. But that money, how long it lasts? Few days, a week. If somebody is little conservative, you know, is maybe a month. That's it. But then for the next month, he has nothing. Then he has to work again. Like Prabhupada used to say, in America, they have 5 days working. So people work 5 days and 2 days they have holiday. They spend all money. And then on Monday, they don't have money. They have to work again to get the money. So how precarious or difficult is our life? You know, and why these difficulties are coming? Because we are acting on a wrong platform. If we act on a right platform, these sufferings will not come. Another kind of bewilderment we find in this world is people, many times they want to practice spirituality. They want to learn what is there in the Vedas, Vedic literatures. But unfortunately, because of being misguided, not understanding the proper purport or the truths of the scriptures, revealed scriptures, they come to wrong conclusion, which Srila Prabhupada brings out as the last snare of Maya, that a living entity thinks that he is God. And that impersonal Mayavad conceptions are very common, especially in India. They are very widely spread and people talk about it now and then. They discuss. And it's very promising for a living entity who wants to enjoy. If somebody says, now you are struggling so much to enjoy, every now and then you have to, you know, fight back to enjoy. But if you practice spirituality, then slowly, slowly you will realize that you are God. And when you realize that you are God, then what else remains? Then everything is there for your enjoyment. So many people, you know, they get caught up with this conception because that desire is there, desire to enjoy. And they get caught up with this misconception that we can become God. By practicing spirituality, we can. Now we will restrain ourselves, but when we become God, when we merge into that existence whole, then everything is ours only. Then we'll enjoy everything. Then there is no restriction. There is no trouble. There is no problem. So it's very attractive because it's appealing to the desire of the living entity to be enjoyer. So this is a very deadly, one of the most deadly misconceptions or bewilderment, because it actually, although one is on the spiritual path or path of transcendence, but still he is misguided. Then there is another misconception which Srila Prabhupada talks about in Bhagavad Gita in some of the sections, that people consider Krishna as ordinary, like any other person. You know, only thing, he is powerful, you know, he is more powerful than others, but he is like an ordinary person only. So that kind of misconception. And then one just has a kind of worship which is based on his likings. Prabhupada talks about that term as polytheism, worshipping many gods, worshipping a god for achieving a particular purpose. And then person, you know, chooses different, because he thinks that, you know, everyone, all of them are on one level. So whatever I want, I should approach that particular personality, worship him and fulfill my desire, and that's it. So this also another kind of misconception Prabhupada talks about. So there are, if we go on, you know, studying, we can think of many more, but I was just, you know, clubbing them as together as some prominent ones, misconceptions or bewilderments we find in this world. Because when one is covered with a blanket, everything is dark. He cannot see anything. He cannot distinguish anything. It's totally dark. So if somebody is beating him, he will not know who is beating, why he is beating, how he is beating. He will not know anything. He may just, you know, wave his hands here and there, but nothing of value. He will just suffer. So for the safety or the protection of that person who is covered, there should be somebody who is uncovered. A person who is uncovered, he will come and pull out the covering. And when the covering is pulled out, then he will see, because light will be there. He will see, oh, where am I? What was happening with me? And things like that. Everything will become clear. So that person is required. I know one very beautiful example, you know, is illustrating the importance of somebody who has knowledge, who has real eyes, real knowledge. One time, a blind man, he was sent in front of an elephant. A group of blind men were there. They were sent in front of an elephant. And they were asked that please touch whatever you are able to touch, the part of the elephant, and describe how the elephant looks like. So one person, he was touching the nose, the big nose of the elephant, trunk, that is. Then somebody was touching the feet, somebody was touching the ear, somebody was touching the stomach, somebody was touching the tail. Different parts of the elephant were being touched by these blind men. And when they were touching, with the experience of that touch, how it looks rough, pointed, flat, rounded, whatever, you know, way they were feeling with their hands, they were describing that elephant means it's like a rope. When somebody was touching the tail, he was saying it is like a rope. Somebody who was, you know, touching the ear, they were thinking that it's like a flat instrument which is used for, you know, removing the husk from the grains. You know, in villages, Indian villages, they do that. So that kind of an instrument, a flat one, so they use for removing the husk from the grains. So it appeared like that, a flat one. Somebody who was touching the stomach, he felt like it's like a wall, strong wall. Elephant is like that. Somebody who was holding the leg, he was thinking it's like a pillar. So different conceptions they had based on what they were experiencing by touching the elephant. They were saying, describing the elephant, and then everyone was arguing it with each other. No, elephant is like a wall. No, elephant is like a this, that. And there was no conclusion. How can there be a conclusion? Because they were not seeing exactly. And then the person who has eyes, he came and he collected all of them, and then he described in detail how the elephant looked like and what they were touching and what they were imagining that elephant is like. And then everyone was, you know, understanding the proper what elephant is, because they were blind, they were not able to see. So same way, somebody who has real knowledge of God, real knowledge of Krishna, only such a person can describe about Krishna. Who is Krishna? What is Krishna? What Krishna likes? What Krishna doesn't like? And all those things. So Prabhupada very meticulously brings out this. One can know God and one's relationship with God only when one actually meets a representative of God. So a representative of God, he has the real knowledge of God. Only he can give us that real understanding, because we have wrong conceptions. That is our biggest problem. Because the education system we have gone through the parents or through the schools, colleges, universities, they don't give us real conceptions. They give us relative conceptions of the world. And they don't know about what is God. And most of the times the education is based on the idea of removing the concept of God and bringing everything in the principles of, you know, changes of materials or prop items, atoms. The atoms are changing from one form to another, or things like that. So therefore they are removing the controller or the enjoyer or the creator from the picture. So therefore there is no question of having proper conception. So therefore one who is learned in the scriptures, learned in the sense not just taking a book and, you know, studying it, not that way learned means one who knows, one who has realized, that is a learned person. So a learned person, he can have proper conception, and such a person can give us proper conception. Otherwise, we'll be always bewildered with what is correct and what is wrong, what is illusory and what is real. We'll not know. We need such a person who gives us right conceptions by which we are awakened. Just like a person, when he comes out of sleep, as soon as he opens his eyes and sees, he knows everything, that what is around and everything. But when he is in sleep mode, he doesn't know. He is not aware of things. So a pure devotee, a representative of Krishna, he knows Krishna, and therefore he can give us Krishna. As we always hear that beautiful song, Vaishnav Bhajan, Krishna se to mar, Krishna dite paro, tomar shakti ache, ami to kangal, Krishna Krishna boli, dhaitava pache pache. So it's very wonderful in glorification of a Vaishnava Thakur, you know, a devotee, a pure devotee of Krishna. He has Krishna with him and he can give Krishna to others. And a beggar, you know, taking the holy names of Krishna, Krishna in his mouth, he is running behind. Running behind means literally also can be done, but actual meaning of running behind means following such a devotee who has Krishna. When we follow his instructions, then through those instructions he is actually delivering Krishna to us. He is giving that potency, that qualification is, you know, awarded to receive Krishna. That's the power of the instructions of the spiritual master. The more one with faith and determination follows the instructions of the spiritual master, things will be revealed to him. He will see the truth for himself. He doesn't need anybody else to come and show him what is the truth. He can see for himself. And that's the process Lord Krishna has delineated through the parampara system, that one should follow earnestly, honestly, the instructions of the spiritual masters, by which everything will be revealed to him. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. A very beautiful verse from Bhagavad Gita reveals Tesham satata yuktanam. Satata yuktanam means he is constantly engaged. Engaged not by his own understanding, but engaged as per the instructions of the spiritual masters. Satata yuktanam, he is always engaged according, he is always acting under the instructions of the spiritual master. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. With great love and fondness in his heart for the spiritual master and for Lord Krishna, he is executing the instructions in his life. And by doing that, what happened? Dadami buddhi yogam. Krishna says, I give him the required intelligence. Tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. That how you can come to me, come back to me. So that intelligence Krishna reveals, gives in the heart of the practitioner, in the heart of the practicing devotee. But what is expected of us is with bhajatam priti purvakam, with great fondness of and love and respect in our heart for the spiritual master and for Krishna, we satata yuktanam, we are always engaged in the devotional service. Then we will see how Krishna reveals what is required for us to advance. Because every one of us possess so many varieties of anarthas, misgivings in our heart, because we have been associating with this material nature since time immemorial. We don't know how long. Memorial. We don't remember. So much contamination is there. And the most important contamination is we want to be the enjoyer. So these contaminations will be able to overcome only by the mercy of the spiritual master. When he gives us instructions, those instructions carry the potency to remove that misconception of that we are the enjoyer from our personality, from our heart. He removes that misconception. That is very important. That misconception has to be removed. Otherwise, we will never be able to become pure devotees unless that misconception has gone. When we are thinking on a bodily platform, where is the question of spiritual thing? It's on bodily platform, that means it is material. So whatever we do, it will be tinged with materialism. So this platform has to change from bodily platform to spiritual platform. And that spiritual platform we can act when we have the instructions of the spiritual master. Because instructions of the spiritual master will remind us of our eternal position. That I am eternally servant of Krishna. Jivera Swarupoy Krishnara Nitya Das. And this conception, when it enters into our personality, into our existence, that I am eternally servant of Krishna and I should always and ever act as a servant of Krishna, then this misconception is gone. And then everything, whatever is required for us to become pure devotees, will be revealed through the instructions of the spiritual master. There is a very beautiful story. One of the very learned pandit of Srila Ramanujacharya's disciple, it happened in his life. You know, one time, one widowed lady, not widowed, but one lady, she was married. So she came to Ramanujacharya and she said that, you know, my in-laws are not treating me properly. They are burdening me with so much of hard work at home. I have to travel long distance with a pot of water, you know, with a pot to bring the water. And whole day I have so many engagements to do. So I am very much troubled. So please kindly, you know, help me in some way, she requested. So seeing her request, Ramanujacharya was thinking how he can help. And then, you know, his eyesight, you know, fall on one of his devotee who was very learned, very scholarly. He could defeat anyone. That was his caliber, because he was so learned, so educated. He knew scriptures in and out, left to right, bottom to top, he was knowing. Such a scholarly person. So Ramanujacharya looked at him and told that lady that, okay, you know, this devotee of mine, you know, you can carry him with you. And the devotee was, you know, he was shocked that, you know, my spiritual master is telling me to go with her. But he accepted, because he had that faith and, you know, submission to the spiritual master. So he accepted, yes, Gurudev, I will go with her. And she was very happy that, you know, she got some assistant. Now, you know, her all workload will be divided, it will be distributed. and she'll be a little more peaceful. And he was doing all menial things. He was going every day, bringing water with the pot. He was cleaning the vessels, cleaning the clothes, cleaning the house. All menial services he was doing without any saying anything. No complaint at all. He was doing that. Before this incident, actually I should have told that incident. But anyway, I'll mention it now. The same devotee, and a few days back, he came up to Ramanujacharya and he said that, "My dear spiritual master, although I am so learned in the scriptures, but still I am yet to understand the purport of the verse which Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita 18:66, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Ishyami Ma Suchah." So that was the question asked few days back by the same devotee to Ramanujacharya, and Ramanujacharya said that, "Okay, when the time will come, I will tell you the purport of this verse." And then after few days, this incident happened, that the lady came, and then Ramanujacharya looked at him and then he told him to go, and he was serving 1 day, 2 day, 1 week, 1 month, 2 month, 6 months passed. He was just simply menially serving there. And it so happened one day a spiritualist came to the village. A saintly person came, and then all the villagers, they were so happy that a saintly person has come. So they requested him that, "Please kindly enlighten us, speak something about the Lord." Then he was sitting on an elevated place, and then all the villagers, they were sitting on the in front of him, and they were hearing, and the person was speaking, but somehow the saintly person, he didn't had proper conceptions of what is different siddhantas of spirituality. He was not well versed in those. He was juggling a kind of, or misinterpreting. So, and villagers, what knowledge they have about the scriptures? They don't have. So they were just listening, and they were very happy that they are getting to know some spiritual things. But somehow this person, this devotee, he happened to be there and he was listening. But then it was very difficult for him, because he could very clearly see that he is misinterpreting the Siddhanta. He is not properly presenting the Siddhanta of the scriptures. So he felt that this is not proper, and everyone is getting wrong understanding. So then he raised his hand and requested that, "My dear sir, although you are saying such and such thing, but this is not proper, this is not correct. The scriptures talk about something else." And then he started quoting one by one different verses from the scriptures to establish the proper Siddhanta. And all the villagers, they were totally surprised. "My God, what we are hearing? Every day we see this person, he's cleaning the house. Every day he's washing the clothes. Every day long distance he's traveling to get the water, drinking water for the house. How is it that he's speaking the scriptures? And so eloquently, with such brilliance." Everyone was surprised. And they came, surrounded him and said that, "Who are you? Why are you here? You are such a learned scholar. Why you are wasting your time, in doing all these menial things here?" And then he had to say that, "Actually, I am disciple of Ramanujacharya, but he has instructed me to serve here, so that's why I am serving." So all the villagers, understanding that the importance of this person who is such a scholarly, such a learned, they all went to Ramanujacharya, and then they said, requested him that, "My dear spiritual master, please kindly bring him back, because it's not befitting him that he should do such menial things. He's such a learned scholar. He can go and deliver the message of on a Bhagavad Dharma to one and all, thousands of people will be, you know, benefited by his, you know, discourses. So then, hearing the request from all the villagers, Ramanujacharya was very happy, and then he said, okay. And by that time, by the 6 months of, you know, the situation, the family members also, their hearts were transformed. And they understood that, you know, they were not behaving properly with their daughter-in-law, and they changed their attitude, and then the problem was solved there also. And then the devotee came back also to Ramanujacharya to serve. And then Ramanujacharya told him that, you remember you asked me a question about what is the purport of Sarva Dharman Parityajya? And he said, yes, yes, you know, I wanted to know. So Ramanujacharya said that, now I am going to reveal to you what is the purport of this verse. Because right now your heart is ready to actually understand the purport of the verse, because you have actually surrendered your heart to the instructions of your spiritual master. Now your heart is fertile, ready. So if I put the seed, a wonderful tree will grow in that heart. And then he spoke whatever, you know, the purport or whatever revelations he wanted to give him as a mercy or as being pleased with his surrender. He spoke wonderfully the purport of that verse. So this beautiful pastime actually reveals that for us to know Krishna as it is required that we are very submissive and surrendered to the instructions of the spiritual master. If we have such a heart, then spiritual master will reveal. He will give us those instructions or that thing what is required for us to advance in spiritual life. That will be revealed to us by the spiritual master. So this platform of the heart, this consciousness of the heart is required for us to actually get revelation, for us to actually realize Krishna, Krishna's love for us, Krishna's mercy for us. Everything will be revealed when we have such a heart. And that's the importance which Srila Prabhupada is talking about. Because the spiritual master, he has real knowledge, he can give us real knowledge. He has Krishna, he can give us Krishna. But the process is, we have to submissively surrender to the instructions of his. Then everything will be revealed to us. So we pray to the lotus feet of Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna Balaram Gaur Nitai Srila Prabhupada, that from our side we are ready to submit ourselves, ready to surrender ourselves to the instructions of the spiritual masters or to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, or coming of Srila Prabhupada's coming through the disciplic succession to us, to actually devote our heart and soul and everything to follow those instructions, by which, you know, everything, the dhami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upyantite, will happen. That Krishna will give us that intelligence by which we can go back to him, go back to the spiritual world. Thank you all very much for your kind attention. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भगवद गीता की जय। शील प्रभुपाद की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि।